Good morning, Masechet Gittin, Daf Pei Hei. Starting at the bottom of Pei Dalam with Bet. So we're about the two dots. Kavo betochot. So we saw in the Mishnah, and we said that it's not, it was written inside the get. And it's now written in the get, not verbally mentioned. Right? Even though if he took the get back even and cancelled the get, machako, and erased it, it's the other difference, the get was the apostle get. This is where we sort of say, Amar Rav Safra. Ktavo b'tochotnan. So Rav Safra says, Ktavo b'tochotnan. So I don't know what chiddush are you telling me? Ktavo b'tochot. If it's written in the get, right? Ktavo b'tochot. He says pshita. Ktavo b'tochot. The Mishnah says Ktavo b'tochot. Right. So what's going on? She says Aviyah. Ktavo b'tochotnan. Dafke Ktavo b'tochot. Who delayed that akanta? Aval lo Ktavo b'tochot. Afilu Amar le'edim amanatken. He says yeah. When we say that the get, that the tnai, if it's written, is a problem. Dafkun is written inside the get. Aval, right? He says, Aval lo ktavo betocho. If it isn't written inside the get, afilu amar le'edim amanachken, even if this was his intention when he told them to write the get, elon ifsal bekach, right? Ubiyovat shiyomar la b'shat nasir arayat mutir l'chol adam. In other words, even if he told the Eidim when they prepared the get, he doesn't write the get on condition that it's only a get if so and so and so and so. It makes no difference. As long as when he gave the get to her, he said it, Baal Peh, he said, Arat Muter Tokol Adam. If it wasn't written in the get, even though the Eidim, the understanding was that it was meant to be, it would have, it doesn't make a difference. So here, that is basically what he says over here. What do we have thought about it? What do we have meaning? Why is it important for Rav Safra to tell us that this is the case? He says, Hani Mili Lachara Toref. We might have thought then this is only if, right, la'achar ha-toref. If you look back in Rashi, echid amal la'achar k'tivata, hani mili, d'ba'inan k'tivu b'tocho, v'lo mifsal b'may, d'amal l'sarek tovu l'amanat kain, echid amal la'achar k'tivata toref. We might have thought, okay, you're right. So Rav Safra says, only if it's written. And therefore, even if he told the Eidim that this is the purpose of the get, if they never wrote it into the get, it would still be okay. That would be only if he told them these was his intentions after he written the Toref, the main part of the get. I'm not sure what Tinasi Leproni, the Kavanda Nikhtav, Ikar Aget, Kodem, Haskrat, Atnai. Since they had already written the most important part of the get, before he told the Eidim what his intentions were, Lo Mifsel, Bemai, De Kamel, Esai, Le Kodvo, Amenatken. The fact that he told the Eidim this wouldn't make a difference. Ilo Katvele, Betochabed, they never wrote it inside the get. Aval, right, Lifnei Torva, back in the Gabor now. But if before they wrote the Toref, then he told the Eidim what his intentions were, and it wasn't written in the Afilu Alpeh, Nami Pasu. Look at Rashi, even if it wasn't written into the get, it was just Alpeh, he told the Eidim this, but before they had written the main part of the get, Sha'ikar Aget, Amanat Ke Nikhta, because now we're understanding that even though it wasn't written in, the get was written with this in mind. That's what we might have thought. We might have thought that Iraq, that makes no difference as long as it's not written into the get. But that's only if he told the Eidim that after he written the Torah. But if he told him before, at the outset, right, then afilu alpeh, look at Rashi, arei ikar aget, amanat ken nichtav. Kamash malad, Rav Safra comes to this, betocho dafke kamar. That it's dafke when it was written, right? Doesn't make a difference when he told it to them. Told them before, told them afterwards, if they'd written the ikar, not written the ikar. As long as he hadn't, right, as long as it wasn't written into the get, it wouldn't be a problem. That was Rav Safra. V'Rava Amar, Rava says no. Lo shnai l'achar ha-toref. But if now toref, afilu al-peh nami pas. Rava says, that's not correct. When the Mishnah says, it's not written in, means it's not written in, right? Or, when he told the Eidim this, it was told to the Eidim after he written the toref. They started writing again. He says, by the way, I want you to know that I don't plan on giving it to her unless these are the conditions. If at the outset that Eidim knew what it was, according to Rava, it would even be pasul then, right? Even alpeh, because that was the purpose of the get, was written with that in mind. So now the Gemara says, Rava l'tamei, and we see that Rava was pretty close. Amar lehu Rava lehanu tichtive gitte. Rava says to the sofrim, wrote gittim, he said, like a shatku shtuki lebaal ad dekatvitu leh letorev agitte. He says, in order to make it a problem, tell the baal, warn the baal grashi nasfubo. Now they warned the husband when he was instructing Eidim to prepare a get for him not to say anything until after the Torah had been written. Let them write the Ikka. If you've got any crazy mishugah and ideas in your mind, shut up until the Torah at least is written. Then say whatever you want. Because if you make stupid comments before the Torah is written, you're going to pass on the get. That's what he said to them. Right? Okay, so that's the end of that sugya over there. That's really what I wanted to finish yesterday. By the way, in the car, I just wore out. Okay. Now, bright there. Torah Banan. Called nine psalim get, the Rebbe. So we see a bright is like any tonight that's written inside a get, passes the get. Right? Called tonight, possum a get. Rashi adds here. Im katvo betocho, written into the get. Even if the tonight takes place, doesn't make a difference. You write the tonight into the get by definition is a pasul get. Even if the woman goes and fulfills the tonight after, that's not going to help. Right? V'chachamim omrim, kol she posil al peh, posil b'chtav. The kol she posil al peh, and a posil b'chtav. V'chachamim say, no. Only a tonight that if you had made it by al peh, we'll pasul the get. We saw some examples yesterday. For example, you tell her to jump to the moon. Now, that would be ignore that. Those tonight we wouldn't look at. But I can't think of it now. Anybody could think of an idea now, but of a pasul get. Rashi is over here, maybe. Poslim get im katvo betocho v'afilu negrad. And chutz pasul pape, tave shiur get. Okay, shiur. That would be a good example. Right, so Rashi did help us. So if you made a tonight in the get, which would imply that she wasn't completely divorced, which you married, you Arab would tell her to call Adam chutz b'ploni. Okay, other than ploni. That's a tonight which you can't, which doesn't make, there's no get. You can't make it, it's not a get. If you go over a get, and they're still igud, right? You got to let it go completely. We said we need kritut. So if you make a tonight and they're still igud after the tonight, so then it makes a difference if you wrote it or if you said it. If you said it, would be, that's according to Chachamim. And Rebbe says, any tonight passes the get. And the Gemara says, and it carries on and says, chutz. Shep posel al peh, have some examples. When you made the word chutz, so you can be, you mutar to anybody, chutz mi so-and-so, that would pass, even if you said that verbally, to pass the tonight, the get, therefore so too would pass it as written. If you said al-manat, right, al-manat, we saw, is not a tonight that passes. She'ano posel al peh, ano posel bichtav. Look at Rashi very quickly. Chutz pasul al peh, dahave shiur beget. Okay. Now, so that's the machloket Rebbe, Chachamim. Is any tonight pasul, or only a tonight of a chutz? And Rebbe says, any tonight in the get, pasul's a get. Chachamim say, no, only if it's a get that would pasul bal peh. And the example we saw there was chutz, not al-manat. Now, I'm Rabbi Zaira. Rabbi Zaira says, this machloket Rebbe Chachamim is a machloket ifne atoref. Right, which is basically what Rava said. Remember, Rava said that tonight is asur, if it was before the toref, before the main part of the get, you made it tonight. That would pass. It's only be filtered. Rebbe Savar, Gazrinan Amanat Atuchut. Why does Rebbe say that any tonight would pass? Not only a tonight of chutz, and not only a tonight of chutz, Amanat would also pass. Because according to Rebbe Zaira, Rebbe makes a Rebbe is gozer. Right, you can remember Rebbe Zaira. Right, Rebbe is the makes the Zaira. Rebbe Zaira was one who said we make the Zaira. Okay, so Rebbe Zaira said that we make a Zaira. That even though because the tnai of chutz, other than would pass the get, so we go there almanat. Even if you make a tnai almanat, that be as a gzairah, so you don't come to make a tnai chutz. We pass that as well. And Rabbanan say no, we don't. But after the toref, if you make a tnai after the toref, divrei hakol kasher. So that's basically. This is going pretty much like Rava. Right, this is pretty much like Rava, where Rava said that the Toref, if you made the Tanai before the Toref, it would be a pasul get. After the Toref, it wouldn't be a pasul get. So the Gemara says, "Umadnitin diktani k'tavo." The Gemara says like this now. Right, Rabbi Zair explains that when he says, "Our Mishnah, umadnitin diktani k'tavo." Right, at the very beginning, we spoke about this on Pei Bet. I think on Pei Bet we asked a question there. We said, hi, elechutzu or albanatu. When we said there, Amagash Ishlov Amar Larev Mutel Chol Adam, ele leploni, other than ploni. We said, is that ele over there? Is that a tnai of using the word chutz, the lashon chutz, which would make it pasul, the tnai of albanat, which would make it pasul? So it says over here, Vokimna Bechutz, our Mishnah, which we concluded, he says, Vokimna, that the ele there means chutz, but almanat lo pasul. Right. If you use the Lashon Amanat, it wouldn't pasul. So now, if our Mishnah said that Chutz is pasul and Amanat is low pasul, so does it sound like our Mishnah is going like? It's possible because of chutz and not because of almanat. Come on, who does it sound like it's going like? We've got a machloket, Rabbi. We've got a machloket, Rabbi and Rabbanan. We just saw a moment ago. Rabbi says any tnai is batel, and Rabbanan said no, only a tnai of chutz is batel. And then Rabbi Zara said, why does Rabbi say any tnai is batel? Because Rabbi really agrees that only chutz is batel, but he's gozer almanat atu chutz. We chachamim on gozer almanat atu chutz. And chachamim say no, only chutz is pasul, not almanat. Everybody with me? So if our Mishnah is a case of chutz, right? If our Mishnah is a case of chutz, or kimne b'chutz, or almanat lo pasil, so here we aren't, don't seem to be gozer almanat. We're saying only chutz, which seems to be more like Rebbe, right? Because Rebbe's not saying even almanat will be pasul. Rebbe says almanat is we gozer. Sound like Rabbanan, you say only chutz, correct? Okay. So now, on the basis of that, he wants the question. So, So one way of saying it is, Lifnei HaToref V'Rabbanan. And we're talking here about the Tnai was before the Toref, okay? And it's like Rabbanan. And Rabbanan say we don't go there. So it's only Chutz, and therefore, that's why it would be Asur. But, right? And only Chutz. And Avibar Amel Achar HaToref, sometimes even after the Divra HaKol, and after the Toref, right? Okay, Rashi says, yeah, but, sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, apologize. Just give me a second. We're talking about when it was Chutz, we Asu, Amanat isn't Asu. Right? And therefore, and Amanat isn't Asu. So that's why we said, Okimna B'Chutz, Amanat lo Pasil. So Avibar Amel, Amanat is not Pasil. With regards to Amanat, we're not Pasil. When is that? Livnei HaToref V'Rabbanan. Because Rabbanan is even before the Toref, we don't gozer almanat atu chutz. That's why when you use the word almanat, even if you said almanat before the Toref, it's still okay. We don't make a gzera. And if we're not machmir, and the get would be a good get. Some say, no, this almanat in our Mishnah was said after the Toref. Ah, why was it after the Toref? Because after the Toref, everybody agrees that after the Toref makes no difference. Because the after the Toref was after the main part of the get has already been done, we don't care about the Tanai. Okay? That's the way, two ways of understanding our Mishnah. We can understand our Mishnah either according to Rabbanan, which says that we don't gozer ever, so it could be even before the Toref. Even Rebbe would agree that we don't gozer after the Toref, because we said after the Toref, everybody agrees, Divrei HaKol, Bachem and Rebbe, that the get would be a good get. So that was the first way of explaining it according to Rabbi Zera, Rava Amar. And Rabbi would say, no, machlok lachar HaToref. Rabbi says, no, after the Toref. Why? Because the Rebbe Sava, gajatu lifnei HaToref. Rabbanan Savre, lo gajun atu lifnei HaToref. That's the whether they gozer or not. Aval lifnei HaToref, divra HaKol pasul. Right? So therefore, Rabbi has to say that this, our Mishnah discussing about the Tanai only came after the Toref. Because before the Toref, everybody would agree that almanat gozer atu chutz. Okay, so according to Rava, it's after the Toref. That's where there's a machloket. So if it is according to Rabbanan, right, let's go through one more time. Rava Amar machloket lachar Toref. So the machloket is whether we pasul the gap or the tnai almanat is after the Toref. And Rebbe Sabar Gazrinan atu livnei Toref. Rabbanan Sabar lo Gazrinan atu Toref. Valivnei Toref. They would all agree that's asur because it's only a machloket afterwards. Even almanat according to Rava. Before the Toref, everybody would agree is pasul. So our Mishnah, which says almanat is kosher, must be after the Toref, right? And then it's only according to Rabbanan who aren't gozer, because they would even gozer after, right? Okay. Yeah, it says almanat lo pasul. Achara Toref is after achara Toref for Rabbanani, because after the Toref, even Rabbanan say we don't gozer. Rabbi said we do gozer even after the Toref. Okay, everybody with me? Right. Okay, Tanya avoid Rabbi Avi coming to Rabbi Zaira. So Rabbi Avin's father, right, teaches a brighter. He's standing there in front of Rabbi Zaira. He says, Katav get al tnai. If you write a get al tnai, so divra kol pasul. He says, if you write a get al tnai, divra kol pasul. So he says, divra kol pasul? But let me say a moment ago, behind me, flag, please, there's a machukin Rebbe and Rabbanan. Whether we ever write a tnai, it's a pasul get. Right? We saw the ones are simple. We said that when it was an almanat, there was a machloket. So he says, the Gemara says you're right. So he makes it. He fixes up the brighter. He says, Ela Ema ledivra kol kasher. It would be kosher to everybody. Both Rabbi and Rabbanan, if you better get out tonight, almanat will be kosher. It says Vayichidami. When would this be? La'achar ha'toref. After the toref, divrei hakol kasher, right? And therefore, if we say that after the toref, divrei hakol kasher, that's kind of like Rabbi Zaira, correct? Rabbi Zaira was the one who said machlokes before the toref. After the toref, everybody says it's kosher. So the Gemara says, v'leima harezi pasul v'rebi. Say that the bright is not divrei hakol, but say harezi pasul. We'll see, right? Rashi says, Rashi points out over here, we look at the Rashi at the top there. Belei melei Rabbi Zaira letana. Rabbi Zaira says, Tani, when you're learning your brighter, say, Harei ze pasu. Velo titni divra hakol. Velei merebi. Right? So don't say that it's a divra hakol pasu, but say, Harei ze, this get his pasu. And it's according to Rebbe. And it's only according to Rebbe. Right? Belei merebi. So he says, No. I'm not going to say it's Rebbe. Why? Says Tana Divra Kol Atne. The Tana specifically made the said Divra Kol. Why? Because Kasher be Pasul, if you're going to tell me Hareze Pasul, that the Tanai is a Pasul Tanai, that's a mistake which you can't make. He says Divra Kol Itne. Because Kasher be Pasul Michleve. Person could say, the get is kosher or the get is Pasul. About Hareze, but when he says Hareze, but Divra Hakol lo Michlechle. That Michlechle, we're not going to make a mistake. That's something which we can't get too confused about. Look at Rashi, tries to make sense of this. He says, Tana Divra Hakol Atne. Alkain Divra Hakol Atne Rabbe Latana. He taught it to the Tana in a Hare Hakol Lashon. Di Atne Hare Ze, because if the bright Tana had used Hare Ze, lo ave Michlechle, but Divra Hakol, he wouldn't have become confused and said that using the Lashon, that it's a Divra Hakol, it's not Machloket. Afilu shachach girsa shlo, even you've forgotten the girsa, aval kasher be pasul michlaf. But you say kasher pasul michlaf, lay im shachach shemuato lachi amalei tni divrei hakol kasher bistaber lachi agberei. Because originally the brighter said, what did the brighter originally say? Tani avu kamed Rabbi Natan, katav get out tonight divrei hakol pasul. He says the guy can get back an excuse between saying divrei hakol pasul or divrei hakol kosher. Because you can forget that what the maskona was, even though he knows it was a machloket. But if there was a machloket, if one side had said pasul, one side had said kasher, that's something he wouldn't forget. Right? Yeah, he's just saying there's no machloket in this, that's why he got confused. But if there had been a machloket or pasul or kasher, he wouldn't have made a mistake. If the answer was one of them had said kasher, or one said pasul, that's the sort of mistake that you can. Once he said harei zeh, that's not a mistake, and therefore he stuck with the lashon, and he just corrected it from kosher to pasul. Okay, new Mishnah.
Yeah. But the note here says from the Aruch HaShulchan says, because there are various opinions in the Rishonim concerning this foregoing Gemara, resulting in different halakha conclusions, the accepted custom is to refrain from giving a get with any condition.
Okay. So that basically is exactly like Shkoach, but that ends up being like we saw Rava, right? Which Rava we said, Az Rava Tavid, Amale Rava Lahanu Dichtive, Shtaku Vishtuk El Baal. Don't force, make sure that the Baal, you warn the husbands. Not to make any conditions, at least the Torah is written. Even Baal Peh. So that's probably based on that. Okay, does he not reference Rabbi there? Paskalin like Rabbi at all?
No.
Oh, okay, very good. What, that's Owen?
It's exactly what Robert just said.
Yeah.
I read it.
I know, yeah. Okay, so Aruch HaShulchan agrees with Robert. Okay, Shkoch. Okay, so then look, that we can see, right, how wild it is. I mean, you make a get, you make it tonight, you don't know where it is, you know where the story is. You end up passing the whole get. Okay, new Mishnah. Harayat muter lechol adam. I've got to get a shul. Harayat muter lechol adam. Ela la'aba. The other Mishnah says, you muter the whole world except my father. Ula avich, or your father. Ula achichi, my brother. Ula achichi, your brother. Le'eved, ula oved kochavim, to an eved or a goy. Ula chol mi she'en la'av kiddushin, kasher. So, as it kasher? Because it's nonsense. She's passed to all these people anyhow. Didn't need you to tell me that. Rather, Rashi says, Love Shur, it's not called Shur. The beloved Isher should not be Lord Tafsilu, because even if she wasn't married to you, she couldn't marry any of those people, do Kiddushin with them. It wouldn't be Kiddushin. This is the Ikka, though. The main words of Rashi's Lashon is that Kiddushin is not Tofsin. Right? There's no Kiddushin over here. So that's what's so important. Second case, Rabbi Chelachol Adam, you mutar to the whole world. Ella almanah a kohen gadol. If you're an almanah, you can't marry a kohen gadol. A grusha v'chalut you can't. If you're a grusha or a chalut, you can't marry a kohen. If you're a mamzeret or netina, you couldn't marry Yisrael. A bat Yisrael, a mamzer netina, mechomi sheesh la alav kiddushin, right? Afilu ba'aveira. And in that case, what you say over here? Look at that. The get is pasul. Why is it pasul? Daveshiur. Why is it shiur? Because really, all these cases, even though they're asur, the kiddushin is tofshin. Remember, a kohen who has kiddushin with a grusha, he has to get a get. Remember that, right? It's a situation where it's asur, but it's not an erva. It's not the kiddushin chal. Right? Remember that? So she says, Rabbi Kudeshidi, he's married to her. He's got to get divorced. He can't function as a kohen until he does that. But he's married to her. So in a case like that, there would be shiur. Okay, Gemara. Klal de Reisha. The Gemara says like this. The Klal de Reisha is Latuye Shar Chai Vekritut. In other words, the Klal de Reisha is, bottom line, is these are just examples. Right? But anybody Rashi's here who hasn't got Kiddushin would fit into the first Reisha. And Klal de Seifa, Latuye Shar Chai Vekritut. Anybody who there would be Kiddushin, but it's an Isu Lav. Right? We just mentioned a couple of them here. I would all fall in. I'm skipping the brackets. So now, by Minei Rabbi Mirav Nachman, Shrava says to Rav Nachman, what about Chutz Mikdushay Katan Mahu? What if he says you can't marry a guy, she points out, yeah, who's a katan at the moment. You can't marry Chaim, and Chaim's still only 10 years old. Is that considered shiur? Is that considered a get that's not allowing him to marry somebody? Do we say, that now you can't get married anyhow? So that's not considered shiur? Or maybe no, he will eventually. And then she's going to be asked to him. So it's as if it's already a shiur. So Amar Leis, Rav Nachman said to Rav, what's your problem? 52, we learned that in our Mishnah, Ketana mitkareshet bekidushi aviyah. We learned that a Ketana, Rashi explains over here, that her father married her, klomar afilu kidush aviyah lishazeh, her father married her, it's a proper kiddush, kidushin havelah, kidushin geburin. Right? And then, im kibla git lachar mitzvah, and then her father died, she can get divorced from him. See how we see over here, so he wants to say over here, Rav Nachman, what's the problem? A Ketana is a proper kiddushin. Because look, we see that she gets the Ketana can get her get. So he wants to say that Bekidush Avia. So now he says, Amai, V'habin and V'yatzav Hayata. So this is part of the question, this is part of Rav Nachman's proof, right? And how can that happen? V'habin and V'yatzav Hayata. I mean, V'yatzav Hayata. We've got Delob, Migashin, Kenu, Ila Kalish, Atzmah, Ishachel. We have a hekesh between divorce and marriage. You can't get divorced unless you can get married. So you have to be able to have that to get married, to be able to get divorced. And yeah, we see women can get divorced. So we see even though she's a katana, right? Elia Atilechlalavaya. So in Hachanami Atilechlalavaya. So we say, how come there she can? Because she will eventually, right? Lachazman, Mekachashiv Lemi Achshav, the law rak, the law dak. So maybe it would be, because just like we have that young girl, though she's going to be, why can't she get a get now? Because she ultimately will become of age. So we treat her now as if she's capable of it. So to yeah, maybe that would be the answer. So that's the answer that Rachman gives to Rabbi. It seems like the answer would be yes, it would be a shiur. We're going to see in a moment a couple of possible answers, and then a spoiler though, there'll be five questions and a taker at the end. So I'm not sure the taker applies to all of those answers together, or only the last five or last four. But it seems like we're not 100% convinced if the answer is a good answer or not. You know, another question. Chutzpilan Uladim. We said you can marry anybody unless somebody's not born yet. Right? Look at Rashi. Atidin, who's going to be born. So I don't know, you know that woman's pregnant. So you can't marry her son. And she's pregnant. So Mahu, Hashtem Yalavi Eloit Yalin. Maybe he's not born yet. So therefore, it's not considered really a shiur because he doesn't really need someone to marry. Or Dilma Atidin, it's going to be born. Right? Look at Rashi. Mitashra Alehen Bipnei. Rashi, the Shosh says this Ushito because of the Ovrat, she retains a marriage to him as far as that child is concerned. So he says, Rav Nachman says, I'm a late Nitor, we can see, we already learned this. Right? She can't, if she says in our Mishnah, so we saw, right, here we said, yeah. It's kasher. Right? Maybe we can say like this. Right? Maybe they can convert. They're able to become Jews. And she would be able to marry them. And now as a result of this, right, they're not, she's not allowing them to marry them. And therefore it's not considered shiur. Right, says the Grishna, he says, no, maybe the henech lavli gurei kaimi. But hanli gurei kaimi, you can't compare the two. The eved is not dafka going to be, the purpose of the eved is not to become Jewish. In other words, the yield is not going in that direction. Only if you were meshachar the eved or whatever the case, but yeah, the child's meant to be born. So maybe it is a shiur. The eved might be, you know, if you decide to free him. But yeah, this child's meant to be born. So maybe it would be considered a shiur. So we haven't got an answer to that really. Third question, chutz mi baal achoto mahu. Right, he says, chutz mi baal achoto. He says, you're free to marry anybody other than your brother-in-law, your sister's husband. Now we know that as long as the sister is alive, she can't marry her husband. But if the sister dies, she can marry her husband, correct? Ariel Sharon, case in point. Right, so it says, what would that be considered shiur or not? So ma'u hashtem yaha lo chaze. She can't marry him now because her husband's still alive. But because her sister's still alive. Or diyom ezim nidemei tachuta. Maybe her sister might die. V'chazile. So maybe she could be. Her husband could die, and now this woman's gonna have an issue on her who she can't marry this guy. So is it a shiur? So amar le, same thing. Rabbi Nachman says, did you really learn this? Levit lovet kochavim. Say my idea, an evid. Why evid lovet kochavim? Nami avid de megare. He says, look, just like he might die, the wise and evid okay, and he might become a Jew, and we see it wasn't a problem. He says, no. Look at this. Geirut lo shchicha. See what the Gemara says? It's uncommon that would happen. That's not something which is common. About mita shchicha, but people die every day. Death is a pretty common occurrence. So there's a chance that the husband might die, her sister's husband might die. And then her sister might die. So he has a better chance. So maybe it would be a shiur. No answer. Come on. No. Chutz mi is not taich. Look at this. So you can marry anybody except for somebody, right? Shelote beli bizul. Anybody that you have a relationship with outside of marriage, you can't marry. So is that a shiur? So the Gemara says, Ma'u benisuin haloshish. You never say you can't marry anybody. Right? So maybe it's not a shiur, just that you can't sleep with guys. Or Dilma Shir Bebia. Maybe no. Maybe since there is beer here, he's forbidding someone to have beer with, he's depending who she can have sexual relations with. Right? So maybe it would be considered a shir. Look at Rashi, or Dilma Shir Bebia. But Alma Vitzad Ishud Karinabay. And therefore there's a tzad issue not allowing a woman to sleep with somebody else. It's as if you're saying that she's basically still a married woman as far as that's concerned, because that's why she can't have beer. An unmarried woman can do what she wants. So Amale said, Rabbi Nachman says, we learned that already in the Mishnah as well. La Abu Lavich, with regards to your father and my father. Right? So he says, what do you mean with my? What are you talking about? You never been suing. If you say that it's a now, so Rabbi Nachman is now proving his point. Obviously, when he said Abu Lavich, right, what was the issue there? He said, Abu Lavich, that they can't marry them. Abu Lavich, but Andy suing. Obviously, that was what he was saying. When he said, other than your father or my father, meant Pesnut. Right? Ul Abu Lavich, who did lo shir? So he says, no, but maybe Abu Lavich, that was the case. That wasn't considered shir. Halach shir. Maybe with regards to anybody else in that scenario who was just Znut, it would be considered a shir. So the Gemara said, and therefore it would be shir. Right? He says, no. Dilma benisuin da avar ve'insiv. He says, no, maybe if it was only a case there of in the suin, right, even though it's asur, but nonetheless, the Meshuggahs went in and had some sort of marriage. That was what the case was, but not talking about znut. So that wouldn't be a good example. So a new case. Chutz mishaloka darka mahu. What if you say you can marry anybody, but you can't have relations with them? Shaloka darka. So mahu, bekadarka haloshir, but she had bekadarka in regular, conventional sexual relations, so it wouldn't be a problem. Or Dilma Mishka Ba'isha Kativ. Maybe when the Torah says Mishka Ba'isha, where he learned that Mishka Ba'isha is basically Hekesh. Look at Rashi. Hekesh Shnei Mishkavim L'chol Davar. Makes no difference. When we saw it in Arias, if you have anal sex or regular sex, it's the same issue. So maybe they're considered one big lump sum, so it would be a shir. We haven't got an answer. Chutz mi Afarat Nedarecha. You can marry anybody, but he can't do Hafarat Nedarim for you. So again, that's not considered properly married. Right? So we haven't got an answer. So but Nisuin Ha lo Shai, if you can't marry her, or Dilma Isha Yekimenu Bishai Ferik, the Torah says that by definition a woman's husband is the one who upholds or annuls her vows. And if this guy can't do it, then as far as the relationship is concerned, he's not really a proper husband. She's got a, there's some sort of shiur left for the original husband. Next case. Chutz mi trumotayich mahu. Right? What do you mean chutz mi trumotayich? Look at Rashi over here. She'im tenasi the coin. If you marry a coin, lo yachilcha b'truma. You can't eat truma from him. So again, benisuin haloshi, if you can't marry her, or dilma, kinyan kaspo kativ. And the pasuk says, kinyan kaspo, hu yochal bo kativ. Because the relationship between them is such that that's why she can eat truma. Bahai kevin de lav bar hachihu, lo avia kinyan kaspo, she wouldn't be considered kinyan kaspo to him. Vishtakach de shir be kidushin esil koanim. She's prevented from marrying a coin. There would be a type of a shir. What about chutz mi yirushotayich mahu? We just look Rashi, she'im tamuti ani yoroshech. You can marry whoever you want, but if you die, I'm still inheriting you. Again, right? But if you're not, you can't marry him. Or dear man, since l'sha'aro v'yaresh otaketiv, the pasuk says, l'sha'aro, it says, v'im en achim la'aviv v'latim et nachlato l'sha'aro ha'karov el av mishpachto v'yaresh otah. V'tale b'nei shal, l'chukat, that's part of the husband does, he inherits her. Right? Then what about if he says chutz bi kedushayich b'shtar? Mahu, you can marry anybody you want. Look at Rashi, the very first wide lines. She'im yekdishuch b'shtar lo yu kedushin. Klomar shir echad medake kedushin lo shir et kulam. He said you can marry a person without a shtar. You can do kesef or bim, you can't do shtar. Is that considered a shir? Right? Do we say right? Mi amrina an efshad de mekashle b'kesef or bim? She can still get married with kesef with money or bim. Or dealing with Yatzavayta, it Kushvet says, Yatzavayta. We've got a hekesh of all the different ways of being married. And once you can't do all the ways of being married, it's considered a shiur. Ends up with a taiku. Okay, so here we've got a taiku. We're not sure exactly what the answer is. Like I said, I'm not sure that taiku, if anybody can say no, that applies to all of them. Robert's saying yes. Okay, that's understood. It. Yes. And this also helps us understand that Aruch Shulchan you mentioned earlier on, right? That because.
Eight of the nine.
There's a note here. I didn't see a note. That's what I'm asking you. I rely on you guys to read the notes, right? I didn't read the notes.
Go ahead, read the notes.
Okay, so the note says all nine. Does it read the note?
No.
The last four only.
The note says eight of the nine.
So which is the ninth one? Which is the ninth one that isn't?
The last eight of the nine queries remain unresolved.
So the first one was resolved. Okay. So the first one was resolved. Okay, so that first one was by Rabbi Nachman, chutz mikdushay katan mahu. Right, so the katan would be because of the get, like we learned from the woman getting her get, that was a makos, that would be considered a shir, because the guy's going to be born, will eventually become of older age. Okay, so all the rest are taken. Okay, thank you. Can you, Mishnah? Gufo shall get, right? Look at Rashi, gufo shall get, ikar ktava get, the main part of the get is what? Arab muter lechol adam. That's what the Aram Mutar Lechol Adam. That's what Chachamim says. Rabbi Yehuda says no. The main part of the gate is not Aram Mutar Lechol Adam. You are muteret. You're allowed to wherever you want. Ever he says like this. You have to say in Aramaic V'dain, right? This star, right? Tihave lechi minai sefer teruchin. Teruchin means gerushin. Is a sefer gerushin. The igrat shvukin. And it's a document of allowing you to leave the gep turin, right? And it patters you limhach litnasava. Limhach doesn't mean to go and get married. Lechol gever deyitzvayan, that you'd want it, of your choice. Right? That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Right? And that with regards to, now we go back to the Tanakhama, Chachamim, gufo shall get shichrur. When you're letting a slave go free, the ikar of the get shichrur is of the redemption document. Not redemption, emancipation document. I think that's a better word. Haray at bat chorin, haray at la'atzmech. You're free and you're on your own. And we'll see why this lashon is so important. Haray at bat chorin, haray at la'atzmech. You're for yourself. As of now, you're on your own. So I left out the Rashi over there. Rashi says, "V'se'a sefer asher yelach miti from many, from me, sefer tiruchim v'gashachin, she'tzarich lo'chiach," Rashi says, you have to prove in the document, "she'al yedei sefer zehu megasha." Okay, so now the girl says, like, "Du pshita, what's a chilush avia?" So amal ali ishto arayat bat chorin, lo amar v'lo klum. Right? So the Gemara says, isn't it pashut, that we have to have that in the gate. If you said to your wife, Arayat Bat Chorin, you wouldn't have said anything. And Amar Le Shivchato, Arayat Muter Lechol Adam, Lo Amar Velo Klum. Right? So that seems to be a summary of our Mishnah. So that seems to be Pashu, look at Rashi. Amar Le Ishto, Lichtov Begit Arayat Bat Chorin, Lo Ketabu Arayat Muteret, Lo Amar Klum, you didn't say anything. Why? To Lo Shach Begarushim Nashon Cherut. Now this is an amazing Rashi. All of you who don't even follow the Rashis, please read this Rashi. The second narrow lines, right? The bat chorini kolem lechach. A wife is considered a bat chorin before she gets divorced. Right? I'll be honest with you, I'm always the one who thinks in my mind that a woman by definition in halakha is really like owned by her husband. So there is a Kenyan kaspor. But it's a Kenyan kaspor in a certain respect. But the woman is a bat chorin. She's not a slave. Okay, that's the difference. I don't know how subtle the difference is, but there's a halakhic difference.
No, I think the tradition, he buys her exclusivity. He's not buying her. He's not.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So I agree with you. I agree with you. I'm saying there's Kenyan kaspor, but she's not his slave. Right? Maaseya dea, mitziyotaya, whatever she finds, etc. is hers. But she's still not his slave. Still a big difference in that sort of thing saying over here, that a woman is not a slave, and therefore you don't use the lashon of a bat chorin to a wife. Because she was never your slave to begin with. I'm just making the point for me, maybe. Because I always have a difficulty with the idea of the get. So Amar Leila Isha, so a woman says to a woman, a man says to a woman, Arayat la'atzmech, ma, you Arayat la'atzmech. That's like the lashon of the get there. We're not bat chorin, but what about atzmech? Right? Arayat la'atzmech. So he says, ma, legamre kamala, or lemelacha kamala. When he said that to her, what was he saying to her? Was he saying to you, completely on your own now? Or was he saying, no, just your masiya there, your process of your work now yours? So in Rashi is like this. Ravina says to Rashi, Toshma, let's look from Mishnah. Gufo shall get, our Mishnah started off and said, Gufo shall get shichrur, harayat bat chorin, harayat la'atzmech. Right? When it says there, that that's a get shichrur to an eved, harayat bat chorin, harayat bat atzmech. So umay avde de kan le gufa, he says, maybe it's a kosher can. An eved, who's really kan le gufa, he owns her body, he owns her entirely. Ki amale harayat la'atzmech. She acquires her body back. So Isha de law kane gufe lo kosher kan. So a woman who doesn't in the milchat chida wasn't owned by her husband. If he's right, that's my a kosher kan. That now everything belongs to her. Right. So Amar lei Ravina Rav Ashi. So that seems to be the halacha. By the way, right. That seems to be the answer. A woman, if a person says to his wife, right, that's my, that they seem to be, it seems to be a proper get. Correct. Look, the halacha seems to be there. She says, "Harat l'atzmech kani gufa." He said, "Lo kani gufa, lo kosher kan." So even though we said that harat but chorin would be not anything, but harat l'atzmech might work. Someone Rabbi Ravashi, another one, Rabbi says Ravashi, "Amale la'avdo." If he says to his eved, "Ein li esek bach, I've got nothing to do with you any longer." Right. So now, mahu, is that considered a get shichur of the eved or not? So Amale Rav Chanan Ravashi, Amale Rav Chanan Mechozal Ravashi. Who says like a Toshmal, it's learned, we've got a brighter. And he quotes a brighter over here, which is a Gurman Kiddushin, and we also learned, we saw in Akabor and Mabdafim Gimel. Tanya HaMocher Avdo Loved Kochavim, if you sell an Eved to a Goy, so we know that Loche is Yatzal Echerut. Right, look at Rashi, Afa Pishe Kansu, Liftoto, Aras Shabbat, the Mav. Even though we're coming with Kones him, he's got to go and redeem him, even if it's 10 times his value, Lo Yishtabet, he doesn't go back to him ever. Once you sold him to a Goy, that's it, you lost him, but you can still get him back out of that Goy. But Tsarich get shichur, and he still needs to get shichur. Where Rashi says, "What's a get shichur for?" La tira b'vatishol, to be able to marry. Mirabor Rishon. So now, this is the proof we're asking now. If you said to an eved, ain't the esek bach. So now, so Amar Rav Shimon Megamlia. This little story over here, where the brighter we saw that if you send him to a goy, he goes free, but you're still going to get him and get shichur. So I said, what are we speaking about? Shelo katav alav ono. If he didn't write in the first place, a contract. Rashi says, Yashtar keshe machor le'oved kochavim. A contract of writing when he actually sold him. V'akatav alav ono, zeh shichruro. But if he wrote a contract, the original contract of sale, that's the same tantamount to giving him a get. So my ono, what Amar Rav Sheshet, the katav lei, lekeshe tivrach mimenu, not if you run away from the goy, right? But when you run away from the goy, notice the last name word of it. I think it says very. Lekeshe tivrach mi goy. Right, Rashi points out here, min aved kochavim, im tochal li malet min aved kochavim, if you're able to run away, al me ein li esek bach, lashon chutu, right, ein li esek bach. If you run away from him, I could have nothing more to do with you. So we see over here, there's an answer to ein li esek bach. What's ein li esek? That was the original question. Ma, right, amalet, Ravina, amal avdo ein li esek bach, ma, amal avach min Rashi, so that's the answer. So Rabbi, so that is, it seems to be that ein li esek bach is a proper good star shichrur, and therefore, it would work. Okay, Rabbi. Now the Gemara is like a Rabbi Yehuda Omer. We made a machlok in the Mishnah. Come and said Harat Muteret. Rabbi Yehuda says no. The ikar of the get is that you're going to write in there v'dayin d'have elechim minai sefer tachikum migrat shvukim. The Gemara says, Michael, what's the machlok between Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda? Was Rabbanan Savre Yadayim Shel Mochichot Havin Yadayim. Says Rabbanan Savre that even though you haven't got Yadayim, right, the proof really that of what the Kukur Rashi explains as follows. He says Yadayim Shel Mochichot. Says Beit the Bach Edin Aviyah. It says Beit Yadach is like a handle. La Davar Lechos Bo, hang onto it. Velomar Hochiach Shal Yaday Safe as a Gish to prove that with regard with this document she became divorced. Afilu Achi Have a Beit Yad. Even though it's not all the details aren't written in, right? It's still got enough handles. Since it's written, meaning he wrote it again and gave it to her. So we don't have to say v'dein d'have lichi minai sefer. This is, behold, your contract. This is Rabbi Muteret. God wrote it again. Rabbi Muteret says Rabbanan. That's enough. He wrote it again and gave it to her. That means she's divorced. We have to write it into the get, right? Rabbanan. So she had elchut. V'af agav de lo katav levedein. Even though either I'm back in the Gemara, it's written there a day in this particular document. It's proven this is the document you to divorce it. If it's not a document which proves with all the details in the document that this was actually intended to be her get, then it wouldn't be a get. But time had a cut of a day, and why did he write all this into the get? Says Rabbi Yehuda, to mukhamilta the Bahai Gita Kabagashila. Abalokatavli, he never wrote in the day. He just said, "Bedibura, Amre Bedibura Gish." Right? If we look at Tavlat V'dain, Amre, we would say what? Bedibura Gasha. Look at Rashi. Bedibura, the Amar La B'Shat Nesir, Reb Utele Chol Adam. Right? V'Shtara Raya Ba'amu, and then the Shtara would just be a Raya. Liot Be'Yad Le'Edut Be'Kol Hashir Telech La'Rot Shei Pnuya. If anybody asks, she can just bring it up and say, "Look, yeah, I've got a document. Reb Uteret." But it wouldn't actually be. We wouldn't know that it was a proper written document. Etc. So that is the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. Why Rabbi Yehuda demand you write the full shtick into the get? And Rabbanan say no. Tarakam says it's good enough to Rabbi Yehuda to call it down. Okay, now, I'll be honest with you, a couple of things I'm not so sure about what they're all about. But Abaya now gets sort of like digs deep into the actual wording of the get. Rashi brings us the whole Lashon over here. There is a Rashi here where... It's like Rabbi says as follows. High man the katav gita, person who's writing a get, lo lichtov v'din. Don't write v'dain with a yud. Right? So when he says over here, v'dain, right? Which means like shtar ze. V'dain, this document. Don't write it v'din. Why? The mashma v'din. Because even though you're writing a dain with a yud, it sounds like v'din. What does it mean v'din? So look at Rashi over here. Rashi says, the mashma dinu shegar sheikh, aval im eino din alai shegar sheikh lo kshi. It's only if I din, I've got to divorce you. Then this is considered a document. If I have to divorce you, I'm not divorcing you. So it almost sounds like a t'nai in the get. Elav shavadan. Ve'lo lichtov igeret. And also when you come in to write, so we wrote over there that it's an igeret, this igeret shvukin, this document. Don't write it with a yud. Right? The mashma igeret. Look at Rashi. He says, yeah, remember, igra is the roof. Right? Salika igra. He went up to the roof. So it sounds like Igeret Shivukin Beyud, the Mashma Igeret Lashon Gag. Because it sounds like you're saying to her that you're throwing away the roof or whatever. So it could be mistaken. Ela Igeret Arayud. Velo Lichtov Limhach. When we said there, Limhach, it says Velalechet, right? Limhach means go, right? Don't write. It says Velo Lichtov Limhach with a Yud as well. The Mashma Li Mehach. Right, it was a mashma li mehach. It's mine from you. Rav lo lichtov, look at Rashi. Ele li mehach belo yud. Okay, doesn't li mehach nitna velechom. The mashma li mehach li tehi misefer hazeh ve'elach. You'll be mine from here onwards. It's like it's not a get. He's saying li mehach, you are mine. He has a document to prove that you are mine. Otherwise, we're not getting divorced. Velo lichtov limchach. And be careful not to write there that the hey, when it says, when you write there limchach, the hay must be a very clear hay. The hay that mustn't be converted by mistake into a chet. The mashma kichucha, because it sounds like you're making a joke, you're mocking. All right? Now he says, the word the tihavyan. Right? Because and here Rashi brings the whole story. Rashi writes, if you look under Rashi, the mashma limchach. So it says there, tof asegad, he actually writes in here, look at the Rashi there. It's about just over halfway down the Rashi. He says, there, tof asegad. Rashi brings us the whole Tofes. The Tofes is like the studs, like what do you call it? The like the template of the get, right? The basic standard template of the get. Look at the Rashi. He has the Tofes. He says, "V'deh Tofes a get." Patrit yatechi lechiant planit ba planit David in tati mikad bata you abim awafa until now the kedor patrit v'shavik v'truchit now I'm letting you go yatechi dai to have rasha you free v'shalta b'nafsha and you can look after yourself limhach litnasa v'ya go and get married lechol man whoever you want the yit yatzvain whoever you want to tzavi from of your choice so this is over here. So we've got here Tihavyan Rasha, you're now free or permitted, and the Yityatzvan. It says both those Tihavyan and Yityatzvan are clattered that you have to have three Yudin in them. You've got to write them with three Yudin. That's not Hebrew, right? We're about three Yudin. Why? The Mashma Tihavyan Vetitzyavan, to make it clear. In other words, we're like stressing. It's almost like if you're putting like an underline, right? Tihavyan Vetitzyavan, you of your choice and go where you want. And he says now, Velorche. Levav de tiruchin. Tiruchin is the gerushin. Tiruchin means the gerushin, the get. He says, now you've got to make that vav, a long vav, in tiruchin. Right? Right? It says, levav de shavokin. The mashmei tarichin v'shavikin. Because if you don't make it long, it's going to sound like it's a short one. Velorchei levav, make the long vav, also the kado. So it wouldn't be the mashmei kedi. Right? Rashi's over here, the kedi would sound like a person's name. Right, v'lo lichtov le'it nasva, because they don't say le'it nasva, because it sounds like you're saying what the Gemara says. The mashma lo yit nasva. See, lamed aleph, right, without the aleph. Ele le'it nasava, right, the hit with a hey, so you can't make any mistakes. Le'it nasava. Okay, so that's the story there. Now, ibay le'u be'inan v'dein or lo b'inan. Do we need the word v'dein or don't we need v'dein? Bottom line, what's halacha? Like Rabbi Chachamim or like Rabbi Yehuda? Do we have to have the word v'dein? This whole spiel, v'dein, this whole document is yours or not? So he says, Toshma, let's look. The Atkin, Rav le'begite, Rav made a takon. He says, Begite, ech plani bar plani epata, v'tarich ya plonite in tati dahav in tati min kadam, dena miyom dena, denan ul'alam, from now and forever, right? She said, "Vedan lo kamar." She said, "But look, Rabbi never told us, right? Vedan." So what are you talking about? Did he mention the whole shtick? He didn't just tell you a few things to say. And just like you do need, he left those things out. Even though you think this you need as well, even though he never told you to write, it was obvious. So according to the halacha, you would have to write Vedan like Rabbi Yehuda in the star. And I would venture to say it's probably also because of all the chashashot to make sure that it's pretty clear. And we want a get to be as clear as possible. There should be any habaminut, any misinterpretations. Now, Tnaim, the woman gets a get, she's got a divorce, and she's divorced as proper as can be. End of Abiyah.